You know, it's just got to find ways to win games. We didn't do it. You know, we won the yardage battle, won the turnover battle, threw the ball well. Receivers, you know, everybody blocked well. And we had a couple drives there in the third quarter that didn't go our way. And I just can't have those drives, but we also can't let that swing the momentum for the rest of the game. Felt like we were in control. And you walk off the field with a loss, it's very disheartening, but I don't think anybody on the team's going
to
quit.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to see if the fans quit. That, of course, the voice of Robert Griffin III in the wake of yet another disappointing Redskins loss. Rob Woodfork here with you. No George Wallace this week. So just running solo here with me, RG3, and some of the guys here. Of course, in recorded form. Redskins not very productive in this one. 34-27 losers in Minnesota. It's the second straight year that they have fallen to 3-6 and done so against a one-win team that they were the heavy favorites against. Big reason why: they got away from the run in the third quarter. Once again, Alfred Morris, a huge factor in the first half. 17 carries, getting 5.2 yards per clip, and still get away from him in the third quarter. Robert Griffin III, was it you, or did Minnesota do something to make you get away from what was working in the first half?
It was just more us. You know, they really weren't doing too much different things in the coverage that they were playing against us. You could say maybe they got better at playing some things, but at the end of the day, we had some breakdowns that we can't have in those situations, and it's sad, and it's it hurts. This loss definitely hurts, but we got to pick it back up. You know, we got a mini bye week coming up here, not playing on Sunday, and I think all the guys will come back ready to work. I mean, we had no other option.
And getting away from the run, only a part of the equation in this one, as Robert Griffin III getting sacked several times in that third quarter and really stopping that offense from being as productive as it was in the first half. I mean, they really had the Vikings defense on their heels in that one and just got away from what was good to them in the first half. And the other part of the equation here, the Skins, 3 15-yard penalties to keep the Vikings scoring drives alive in that second half. Brian Arakpo.
Yeah, man, you know, this is an aggressive game, very physical game, and emotions can get the best of people. And, you know, and then obviously we have penalties where it's just football, regular penalties. So it hurts. It hurts drives. It kills momentum and gives them second chances. So we got to do a better job of doing that.
Now, those weren't necessarily boneheaded penalties. It wasn't legal hits like we've seen from Brandon Merriweather in recent times. These were heat of the moment. You're getting into a scuffle with the opponent. The guy who throws a second punch is going to be the guy who gets flagged. That's how that works in the NFL. We've seen it a bunch of times just about every week in the NFL. So this is not necessarily something that is indicative of something much worse. This was certainly very disappointing, though, because, again, it leads to points. When it leads to points, that's where it becomes a problem. And another problem for the Redskins here, they've blown another big lead. For the second straight week, a 10-point lead evaporates in the second half at a time where, again, and it keeps coming back to the ground game, should be running the ball with Alfred Morris. Productive as he was in the first half, it's hard to think that they would have done something to stop it considerably in the second half. So it leads to another blown lead. Mike Shanahan, speak to this.
That's disappointing. It's disappointing, and you know, you go back to work to make sure you get it done. But you know, there's a lot of good things that happened in that game. But you know, we're going to reflect on the things that we did poorly, because you got to find a way to win those games. And it was really disappointing we couldn't pull that thing out.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, you know, you get yourself a double-digit lead in the second half of an NFL game, you should have what it takes to be able to finish out. And perhaps this team just isn't what we thought it was. Brian Arakpo, you were a part of that defensive breakdown there in the second half. Your thoughts?
It's hard to explain, man. Because, you know, football, man, takes 11 people, you know. It's not an individual game. So if a couple people off here and there and coverages or whatever the assignment is, that's when stuff can go haywire. And we had some miscues out there, which is very tough to beat.
The most frustrating part of all of this is that this team did not make these mistakes last season, or at least not as often as it feels like they're doing this year. And when you make these mistakes, that's where that's the difference between winning and losing in the NFL. You know, the teams that are the best coached, the teams that are the ones that are making the fewest boneheaded mistakes. The difference between winning and losing is paper thin. So if you're beating yourself with penalties and turnovers, and for a change, they didn't turn the ball over in this one. RG3 did a really good job of protecting the football. But penalties, I mean, that's going to kill you. That's going to kill you every time. And even with the loss of momentum, the Skins still had a chance at the end on third down. He had Jordan Reed open in the end zone, or at least open enough by NFL standards. He was mugged at the line. I'm here to tell you, I'm not one to blame the referees and to pass the buck off on the Zebras, but they missed several holding calls against Ryan Kerrigan, at least two by my count that were flagrant. And then you had the pass interference that wasn't called there on that third down play to Jordan Reed at the goal line. That's your touchdown. That's your tying touchdown right there. And the flag doesn't come out. And even still, had the fourth down play, had Santana Moss on a fade that RG3 probably threw a little bit late, but he still got close. Here he is talking about it.
Yeah, it's tough, and you're a couple inches away, and that's football for it. It's a game of inches. I know it's a huge cliche, but it really is, especially in that moment. You know, they blitzed us, made me hot. I had to throw the one route that I had on the field, and we didn't make it happen. So, like I said, it's very disheartening, but we got to move forward.
Okay, that is disheartening. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but let's just put this out there. Because there's always a silver lining to no matter how bad it looks. The Redskins are again in the familiar position. They're 3-6, just like they were last year. They need a late run to stay alive in the NFC East race, just like they did last year. This year, the division is much worse than it was last year. So Mike Shanahan and company have to feel better about making another run, right?
Yeah, that's what, if there is something encouraging after a loss like that, they understand where we're at. We did dig a hole because we should have pulled this one out today. But credit them, they found a way to come back in that second half, and they had a bunch of injuries, and they still found a way to get it done. So credit to them, and, you know, disappointment to us. But we'll come back Monday, you know, ready to go and play our last seven games after a few days' rest, and hopefully we'll be healthy.
Well, I mean, that's all you can do, right? George and I have talked about this. If you've been listening to these podcasts regularly, you know. We do not see any way they run off seven in a row like they did last year. Now, they do have one thing on their side that they didn't last year, and that is they are healthy. But when you're consistently beating yourself, when your quote-unquote superhuman quarterback is very, very mortal, that's a problem. That's a problem. So, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this team looks like a 6-10 team right now. And they could get better. They could put on another similar run to last year. I just wouldn't bet on it. The chances of pulling off that sort of a feat once is incredible. But to do it a second time, that's a very tall task, especially when you're getting nothing out of your return game. They had a lot of short kickoffs in order to avoid getting it to Cordarrelle Patterson. If you have that little faith in your special teams unit, that's a problem. When you have little faith in your defense being able to get off the field on third down and keep people out of the end zone, that's a problem. When you're completely incapable of sustaining success on the ground, whether it's against the opposition or you just stop calling runs, that's a problem. So next up for the Redskins, a trip to Philly on what has been described as a mini-bye, about a week and a half, some extra preparation. They'll need it because Philadelphia, they were very productive offensively against a Raiders team that the Redskins did not score 49 points against like the Eagles did last week. So we're in for another very interesting run to close out the season. So we'll see how this one plays out. Rob Woodfork here with you. Don't forget to check out the NFL recap every Tuesday. George Wallace will be back with me on Tuesday to do a season in review. We'll go back and look at the Redskins, sort of the state of the Redskins, assess where the Redskins are and where they should be going. Signing off, it's Rob Woodfork. Talk to you guys next week.